Let's get some more reaction to this game here at the arena. Paul Thompson joins us live from the Sheffield Steelers bench. Paul, what's your reaction then to that game and that performance?
Oh, I don't like losing, Seth. That's my reaction. I mean, I don't care who we're playing. We could be playing the Boston Bruins. We lost a game tonight that I always felt was going to be a 1-1 game going into the third period. And, you know, then you end up losing it with a puck that goes over the glass. And I've said to numerous reports, I hate that rule. I really hate that rule. I don't think any player looks to throw pucks out of the arena. And, you know, it happens when the ice starts to churn up and pucks sit up. And then, you know what? They capitalised on it.
What were the pleasing aspects of the performance for you?
Well, I thought the first period we really took the game to them and maybe could have got two or three goals. And I really liked our energy. But, you know, against good teams, the best teams in Europe, you know, you have momentum swings in the game. And they came back at us in the second period. And, again, you know, a couple of pucks bounced straight on sticks. And we really didn't have that luck. Or is it luck? Or is it going to the right areas? You know, and they punish you when you make a mistake at this level. And... But I liked our effort. I liked the way we played as a group. I'm just disappointed we didn't get anything out of the game.
When you fought back to 2-2, how pleasing is that for you? Because it would have been easy not to have been able to do that.
Well, I always felt we could. You know, I thought they had a 6-7 minute spell where, you know, they had a lot of, and we know that, you know, they're going to get a lot of puck possession in our D zone. But really, we were doing a good job keeping them to the outside. We weren't giving up odd man rushes. You know, we were channeling it into areas where I expect Plant was going to make that save. He's a great goalie. So I was, you know, and you have to play under stress against this level of teams. And we did that. And then we came back and we got energized, you know, the second power play goal. And, you know, then the third period, you could see both teams weren't really opening up. It was, you know, everybody had kind of three guys above the puck, four guys above the puck, and it was a bit of a game of chess. And I felt, you know, I said on the bench, you know, the next goal's going to win this, and let's make sure it's us. But unfortunately, it didn't.
We spoke about Robert Dowd 8 days ago in Finland. His goal, his performance this evening earned him man of the match. But in the bigger context of what Robert Dowd's about and what he's going to mean to you this season, how important have these last two games been for him?
Well, I think all the games. I think I've loved his game. I've loved his attitude. You know, he's the first one on the ice in practice. He's the last. You have to drag him off the ice. And that's the difference to, you know, young kids maybe listening out there. If you want to get to the top, you've got to put it in. And I love the way he started. And, you know, I know all about his game. And He's looking very sharp and very in the game, very focused, and I'm just glad he's a Steeler.
Has he given you a bit more than maybe you anticipated, though? I know you say you know all about him, but it's different, isn't it, when you see them every day?
No, I don't think he is. I think he's playing at the level that we all know he can play at, and, you know, it's my job to keep him there.
You made some changes to the lines then. Vestberg moving on to the Watt and Fresser unit. How did that work out for you?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, it's, you know, at this level of hockey, Seth, and when I was in Sweden, exactly the same. You know, you don't score many 5-on-5 goals. It is special teams that are the difference. And, you know, at this level, we're struggling to score 5-on-5. You can see that. It's not the chances, but the net minding's better, the defense is better, the back pressure is a little bit better, and it'll all put us in a good place for when we come into our own league, because, you know, if we can play at that tempo, we're going to be a handful.
What about your own league then? Yeah, you've got an awful week coming up, haven't you, in many respects, because you've got those two games. You've got a really tough one against Frölunda, followed by that awful trip down to Cardiff on Sunday night. How do you approach this week?
Well, we got to play in Manchester on Wednesday before that, so we approach it like every day. We look to get better every day, and we'll look at the video, we'll look at the things we did well, we'll look at the things we didn't, and we'll look to put it right on the ice, you know, and that's mine and Daryl's job. So Wednesday will give us an opportunity to play young Bradley, give him a game. You know, he's improved with every session that he's been out with us. And, you know, maybe we put some of the fourth line guys, give them a little bit more responsibility. It's a nothing game. So it'll be a good opportunity for me to have another good look and maybe mix things up again.
Would you rather that game not be here on Wednesday night?
Well, it's here, Seth. Regardless of what I think, it's here. There's nothing I can do about it.
What about from a personal perspective for you? You said this morning it would be down to game time when the enormity, if you like, of coming back into this building and being the Sheffield Steelers head coach may hit you. Did it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. When I came out after following the players, and, you know, it was, it's 24 years since I've come down that tunnel and turned left, you know, so I had to keep saying to myself, don't we go in right here? and it was, yeah, it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling. And, you know, it's a great club and I'm glad to be here.
Well, you told me that league opener, you scored the game tying goal, didn't you, at 3-3. And Phil Lee, who scored the other goal in that game?
Ron Shudra.
And he's standing just a step away from me. Ron, put the headset back on. Just give us a final thought or a final question for your old blue line partner, Paul Thompson.
Do you want it to be a serious question or do you want it to be about how those crazy legs are handling handling the pressure and the stress at the minute?
Either way, I don't mind.
But you know, it's funny you said exactly the same sort of thing as what we were saying up here is how well you guys were channeling stuff to the outside and how well you played in your defensive end and not giving the Yip team an awful lot of chances. But, you know, it is not a nice way to win or to lose games when it's on power plays. Anything that you can do this week, knowing that that you've got Frölunda coming and then Cardiff coming, you're going to play a little different system between the two games.
I think we need to extend the glass around the size of the goals because we're getting good at shooting pucks out. Yeah, of course there is. I mean, and both teams play a slightly different style, you know, where I think Yip play a more of a North American style game. They like to hinge in the neutral zone and, you know, they'll play a 2-1-2-4 check. They like to trap. You play for a Lunder and, gee, they just come and they come and they come and they come, whether they're on the penalty kill, whether it's 5-on-5, and you get no breathing time and you get no time on the puck. But, you know, we want to finish this competition, and you know, it's all right. People saying nice things about us, but we want to get some points on the board. And you know, I'm just frustrated. We've got nothing out of this, and that's the way I'm built. I don't care who we play. I'm annoyed that we got nothing from the game. But when I look back, when I drive home tonight, and you know, I'll be running the game through my head. And there's a lot of positives that we will take forward from here.